3:39 now, a high Canadian dollar and a tanking American economy. Those are two main factors that make the timing right for buying U.S. property cheap. But there are some pitfalls. David Altreau has some tips. He's a lawyer specializing in cross-border tax and real estate and practices in Canada and the United States. He's written a new guide. I have it with me now. It's called Owning U.S. Property, the Canadian Way. And David is in the studio with me. David, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Larry. A pleasure to be here today.
And it's nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
How busy are you with clients buying property in the U.S.?
Well,
right
we
now?
Call it the perfect storm, Larry. It's the high Canadian loonie versus the low U.S. greenback and all the real estate in the U.S. Sunbelt on sale. So it's very busy.
And so perfect storm characterizes the conditions that make this what it is. Let's talk about pros and cons for a couple
sure.
of seconds here. What about the pros first of owning the property in your name?
Well, we don't have a lot of pros in owning it in your name personally. The only pro is it's simple. There's much more negatives, and we generally don't recommend owning it in your name personally.
Okay, so and why not?
Well, because if you pass away owning U.S. property in your name personally, your estate will be subject to U.S. probate. Very expensive.
Okay.
Very time-consuming.
And how about banks providing mortgage financing and things like that? Is that difficult or?
It's very difficult today to get a loan from a U.S. bank. We generally recommend our clients, if they need financing, go to your Canadian banker, get your financing back home here in Winnipeg, get a home line of credit, etc. Much better than using a U.S. bank.
Okay, and talk to me about some of the pitfalls.
Well, some of the pitfalls which we our job is to avoid for the clients include U.S. estate tax, i.e. tax on your estate on your U.S. property on death.
Can you expand on that a little
sure.
bit?
Sure. The tax rates are very high, and if you own it in your name personally,